It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The comma may be a very small punctuation mark, but people often have very strong feelings about how it should and should not be used.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good Sunday morning to you, Ann.
Good morning, Rena.
We are passionate about our punctuation. Let's start with that comma. What is the big deal about where a comma is or is not placed?
I was reminded recently of how passionately people feel about commas because I wrote a blog post for Lingua Franca on the Chronicle of Higher Education website, and it was about commas, in particular the Oxford comma. And people responded quickly and passionately to the argument that I made.
Well, the fun way to illustrate it, I think, is to go back to the book Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, which was a great way to show you don't have a comma. Boy, that takes on a completely different meaning.
Yes. And so there we have that Oxford comma, which is a name for the comma after the penultimate or the second to last item in a list. Apples, pears, and bananas. Is there a comma after pears or not? So in Lynn Truss's book, Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, the question was, if you have eats, comma, shoots, and leaves, is it three actions, the panda eats, shoots, and then leaves, or does the panda eat two different things, shoots, and leaves?
Can we use let's eat grandma as well? That's another fun one.
It is all about whether there's a comma after eat. Now, one of the things I asked on the Chronicle website was, could we think about punctuation rules as a general principle that would allow some flexibility for writers to make a rhetorical choice in a given sentence? There are lists, for example, that are ambiguous, like eats, shoots, and leaves. But most lists, in fact, are not ambiguous. And so the Oxford comma doesn't necessarily resolve ambiguity.
Now, as long as we're on the topic of punctuation, let's talk about the semicolon, that poor, abused piece of punctuation. How is it properly used?
There's a lot of confusion about the semicolon. It's supposed to be used between two full clauses. So an example would be, people have spent a lot of time learning punctuation, semicolon. As a result, they often care deeply about correct punctuation.
I guess it would be fair to say that we have had a semicolon cleansing this morning.
And I do want to note, it's interesting to me that conversations about punctuation can get really loaded, in part because punctuation can sometimes come to represent order more generally. So I get the sense that people worry that if we start to allow some flexibility or even a lack of rules in punctuation, that there will suddenly be a lack of rules more generally. But of course, I'm not advocating no rules. I'm just saying maybe they could be a little flexible.
Well, rules are made to be broken, right, Ann?
Absolutely.
Have a great Sunday.
Thanks, Rena.